I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Central African Republic is one of the poorest nations in the world. It's also home to terrorists from neighboring countries. But One Hope's President Rob Hoskins recently met with the Prime Minister, who's a Christian and wants to see his nation transformed by the gospel. They've invited One Hope to come into the schools.
In the midst of their poverty, in the midst of the wars, they're looking for hope. And that's why we have to come in with God's word right away. They're open to anything, which is an incredible opportunity, but it's also scary as you see Islam moving south and seeking to make inroads into the country as well.
Next, reconstruction continues to crawl in Haiti. It may not be due to the lack of funds, but rather broken promises. Eva DeHart for Haiti with Love says Haitians are growing impatient. On top of that, Port-au-Prince Customs refuses to release for Haiti's four food containers. Two more are on the way, but their Cap Haitian site hasn't received food since June 1st. Sadly, DeHart says,
you have to pace yourself. You can't hand it all out, or you give everybody a meal today and then everybody starves.
Pray wisdom for the team as they act as the hands and feet of Christ in Cap Haitien, and also pray that their resources are released. And a stink-free pig was the tool Southern Baptist International Mission Board missionaries were hoping would open doors for the gospel in rural Thailand. But it wasn't. Pig farmers were being forced to relocate their farms outside the city because of the smell. Mark Patnod hoped his stink-free pig farming methods would allow him to share the gospel, and that didn't happen. After 5 years of trying, nothing. Pray that the seeds planted on that hard soil would eventually grow. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.